The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, 26th Chapter, text number 31, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on January 8, 1975, in Bombay, India.
Egoism in the mode of passion produces two kinds of senses, the senses for acquiring knowledge and the senses of action. The senses of action depend upon the vital energy, and the senses for acquiring knowledge depend upon intelligence.
Tejasan indriya indriyanneva kriya jnana vibhagasa pranastha hi kriya shakti buddhi vidyana shakti. We have to see how wonderfully the subtle actions are described in Sankhya philosophy by Kapila. There are many modern psychologists, scientists, physicists, but they cannot analyze the subtle function that is going on, creating things as they are. Superficially we can see, but how things are taking place, that can be described in the Vedic literature, not any other book. Therefore, it is said, Vidya Bhagavatavadhi. One who has studied Srimad Bhagavatam thoroughly, he has seen the end of knowledge. And actually, Srimad Bhagavatam is the commentary or explanation of the Vedanta Sutra. Whereas they made Vedanta Sutra the ultimate knowledge, and he made its comment also, natural commentary, that is Srimad Bhagavatam. At the end of every chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, you will find Brahma Sutra Bhash. It is the natural comment of Brahma Sutra. So if you study Srimad Bhagavatam very thoroughly, and specifically from a person Bhagavat, then our life is successful. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. That is the instruction. Nityam. Just like here we are having Bhagavat class. This is not ordinary Bhagavat class. Not jumping over Krishna's Rasa Leela. It is not like that. It is step by step studying what is Krishna, what is this material world, what is the sambandha or relationship with Krishna. So many things, how this body has developed, how we have forgotten Krishna, how to revive our Krishna consciousness. These things must be studied, first of all. Then we can understand what is Krishna's pastimes with the gopis. But these professional Bhagavad-gita, they go, jump over at once, because it appears like the dealings of young boys and girls. So that is the, here in this material world, sex impulse. Here in this material world, sex impulse is the center of all activity. Janamaithunadi grihamedi sukham mitucham kanduganena karayu jivadukha dukham. People are working so hard day and night. What is their happiness? The happiness is sex, that's all. that has been described as tucham, most terrible. Janma ithanadi grihamedi sukham mitucham. Atak grihas sutapta vittai janasamohoyam ahangamameti. So, we are not aware what is the aim of life. So, Krishna is very kind. He therefore comes. He came just before the beginning of this Kali Yuga, the most fallen age, and left for us the Bhagavad Gita. And then, after him, after his departure, it is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam that after departure of Krishna from this planet to his own abode, the principle of religion and knowledge, where it is kept? The answer is, it is kept in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Adhuna Udita. So, Krishna is not different from Bhagavad Gita as it is spoken by him personally, and he is also represented by Srimad Bhagavatam. Sound representation. We should take the advantage of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. They are Krishna Katha. Krishna Katha. Krishna Katha means news or words about Krishna. Or Krishna's Katha. The words given by Krishna. That is Bhagavad Gita. Krishna Katha. Krishna's words. And Srimad Bhagavatam means words for Krishna. Both of them are Krishna Katha. Or Krishna Upadesh. Instruction by Krishna. So here is Kapildev is giving instruction how things have developed one after another from Krishna. From Kapildev and Krishna, there is no difference. You read the purport.
It has been explained in the previous verses that mind is the product of ego and goodness, and that the function of the mind is acceptance and rejection according to desire. But here, intelligence is said to be the product of ego and passion. That is the distinction between mind and intelligence. Mind is a product of egoism in goodness, and intelligence is a product of egoism in passion. The desire to accept something and reject something is a very important factor of the mind. Since the mind is a product of the mode of goodness, if it is fixed upon the Lord of mind, Aniruddha, then the mind can be changed to Krishna consciousness.
Yes, here is the secret of training the mind. The whole yoga system, Ashtanga yoga system, Dhyan, Dharana, Asana, Pranayama, like that, they are meant for only controlling the mind. Mind is the center of sensual activities. The purpose of Ashtanga Yoga is to train up the mind, because mind is very restless. Arjuna, 500 years ago, he also appreciated the mind is very restless. So he declined to practice the Hatha Yoga system. He said clearly that Krishna it is not possible for me to control the mind. In another place in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, the mind is the most dearmost friend and mind is the bitterest enemy. Everyone's bitterest enemy and dearest friend is there, that is the mind. It requires little training. For training the mind, the yoga system is. Those who are too much engrossed in the bodily concept of life, for them, this yoga system, Ashtanga yoga system, is recommended by practicing a certain type of asana and making a type of exercise of the breathing. In this a pranayam, dhyan dharana asana pranayam. There is another simple method that is recommended in the Shastra. You can train up your mind. If you simply keep your mind on the lotus feet of Krishna. Krishna is here and you see Krishna's lotus feet. And if you practice to meditate upon Krishna's lotus feet, Krishna's bodily feature, then immediately your mind becomes controlled. Savai mana Krishna padaravinda. Ambarish Maharaj, he was the emperor of the world. He had to manage many political affairs. But he was one of the topmost devotees at the same time. Why? Because about him it is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam that he practiced this yoga system, the topmost yoga system. What is that? Savai mana Krishna padaravinda. He kept all his mind at the lotus feet of Krishna. His legs engaged for going. He was a king emperor, he had no business to go. But still he was using his legs to go to the temple. This is this yoga system. You employ your senses. Instead of going to the cinema and standing there for 3 hours for a ticket, if you engage your legs to come to this temple, it is yoga system. So simple thing. Savai mana Krishna padaravinda. Instead of thinking some beautiful woman or beautiful man, if you think of Krishna, the most beautiful person, then it is yoga system. So simple. So every senses you can engage in Krishna's service. Just we have got senses, 10 senses and the mind. The mind engaged in Krishna, legs engaged for going to the temple, hands engaged for cleansing the temple, nose engaged for smelling the flower offered to Krishna, or tulsi offered to Krishna, tongue to taste Krishna's prasadam, hear Hare Krishna mantra. In this way you can engage all the senses. There is no need of education, there is no need of passing MA, PhD. You practice this simple yoga system. Savai mana Krishna padaravindayo vachansi vaikuntha gunanuvarnane. Ambarish Maharaj used to do that. vachansi vaikuntha gunanva. You have to talk, but don't talk nonsense. You engage your talking about Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha means without any kuntha, without any anxiety. Other talking, you'll have so many anxieties, because that is not Vaikuntha. But if you engage your talking on the subject matter of Krishna, Krishna is talking, Krishna is not dumb, deaf and dumb, nirakar. No, he is talking before Krishna. Aham adehi devana. Aham, here I am. I am the origin of all the devas. So, Krishna is talking like that. Māme vaja prapadyante, māyā tem tarantit. He is talking. Manvana bhavamad bhakta. Just think of me. Become my devotee. He is chasing everywhere, person. Momo, and to me, mine, I, the first person, everywhere. Aham adihi devana, aham sarvasya prabhava, matta sarvam pravartate. These are the talking of Krishna. Krishna is talking to take up this message from Krishna directly and engage like that. Vachaṃsi vaikuntha gunānu varṇane. Don't talk nonsense. Or if you talk of Krishna, then nonsense talking will stop automatically. Now, you know that in our institution, there are so many European boys and girls. In their own country, they are very, very much fond of newspaper. If there is no newspaper, they think life is horrible. But you won't find a piece of newspaper in our temple, because they have stopped talking all nonsense. Only this Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad. This is called Vachaṃsi Vaikuntha Gunānu Varṇanam. They were no more interested with this nonsense talking of the newspaper. Vachaṃsi Vaikuntha Gunānu. This is advancement of spiritual life. I have heard one story from a gentleman, how newspaper is important in Western country. We have seen also a big, big bunch of newspaper thrown in every door. They subscribe. So, one priest was preaching among the miners in Sheffield, where there are many coal mines in England. So he was speaking that you become devotee, followers of Jesus Christ, and in this way is preaching Bible. So one of the miners, he never heard of Bible, not Jesus Christ. So he inquired, what is his number? That means he thought Christ may be one of the miners, and they have got a specific number. So he said, no, you are mistaken. Jesus Christ is Lord. He is not one of you, like worker. No, he is Lord. So if you don't appreciate him, don't worship him, then you go to hell. Then another man asked, what is hell? And he described that hell is very dark, it is very moist, and so on. There is no air, there is no light. So they are living always in the mind, there is no response, because they are habituated. with this hellish life. So the description of hell did not appeal. Then the priest was intelligent, said, you know, there is no newspaper. Then they said, ah, oh, horrible. It is horrible. So, that newspaper is so important in the Western countries, even the miners and the most fallen people, they also read newspaper. And these boys and the girls, well, you are saying, not only here, there also, they don't care anymore for any newspaper, any magazine, except Srimad Bhagavatam. This is a fact. This is Krishna consciousness. Savai mana Krishna padarvindaye vachamsi vaikuntha gunanu vannana. So this is, if we simply do these things, the vachamsi vaikuntha gunanu vannana, this Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, description of Vaikuntha, the transcendental life where there is no anxiety. That is Vaikuntha. So Vaikuntha, God's name is also Vaikuntha. In southern India they say Venkatesha. That is apabhramsa of Vaikuntha. They say Venkatesha. But Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha, the spiritual world, and the master of the Vaikuntha, he is called Venkateshwar or Vaikuntha. See, in this way we can train up ourselves. Keep your mind always thinking of Krishna, as Krishna says, manmana bhava mad bhakta. Then you become gradually the first class yogi. You don't require to make any exercise. Everything will be done automatically. Krishna will give you intelligence. As you concentrate your mind on Krishna's lotus feet, immediately become qualified to talk with Krishna. Immediately. That is said by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. Tesham satat yuktanam bhajatam pritipurvakam buddhi yogam dadami. So Krishna is there within your heart. And as soon as you engage yourself in the service of Krishna, beginning with Savai mana Krishna padarvindaye vachamsi vaikuntha gunanu, concentrating your mind, that is the yoga system. Meditation means to concentrate the mind on the lotus feet of Krishna. Not something fictitious. This is tangible. Dhyanavastita tadgatena manusha pasyanti yam yogin. That is the yoga practice of meditation. But not that the yogi does not know what he is thinking. That is not yoga. This is simply show. Real yoga is to meditate upon the lotus feet of Krishna. That is real yoga. Dhyana vastidam. Dhyana means meditation. So they sit down in dhyana. Now what is the subject matter of dhyana? The subject matter of dhyana is the lotus feet of Krishna or Vishnu. That is dhyana, dhyana yoga. That is, then you get yogic perfection. And Krishna recommends in the Bhagavad Gita how first class yoga is thinking of Krishna. Yoginam api sarvesham madgata antaratmana sadhyavan bhajati jumang sami yuktatamo. The first class yogi. So actually it is so. As soon as you contact the supreme. Yoga, yoga means contact, and another meaning. Everyone knows. In mathematics, yoga, 1 + 1 = 2. And vyoga, 1 - 1 = 0. Vyoga, vyoga, discontact and contact. So we are now separated, superficially. What is God? I don't care for God. I am God, this, that. Therefore, yoga system is required to connect again your relation, re-establish. It is not broken. It is exactly like that. A boy is away from home for many, many years. So, he is now separated or discontact. But immediately he can contact by remembering his father and mother, family, immediately. Immediately the relationship is revived. So yoga system means from time immemorial we have forgotten Krishna or God. This is our position. Krishna bhulya jeev anadi bohir moh. Because we have forgotten Krishna, anadi, before creation. Therefore, I am looking after external things for my happiness. Bahiratha manina. Nati vidu sartha gatin hi Vishnu. Bahiratha manina. Bahiratha manina, those who have been captured by this external energy, maya, material world, they do not know what is their actual interest. Their interest is to revive again his relationship with the Supreme Lord, Vishnu. Nati vidu. They do not know it. And nati vidu sarthagatin hi Vishnu durasayaji bahirattamanina. Andhajathandhi rupaniyamana stipi satantra urudamni badhya. Andha, the leaders of this class of men, they are also blind. We are blind, and the leaders, so-called leaders, he also does not know what is the aim of life. And they are misleading us in so many ways. By so-called political emancipation, this party, that party, but they do not know actually what is the aim of life. Therefore they are andhas, andhas athandhai rupaniyamana, and we are also andhas. So andha leading andha. So how there can be any peace and prosperity? Therefore the whole world is unhappy, chaotic condition. And everyone is manufacturing his own way of life to become happy, but they are not becoming happy because they do not know what is the aim of life. This is the thing. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is at least trying to give the people what is the aim of life, how he can be happy, how he can regain his eternal position of blissful life. These are the things, and they are authorized. What we are presenting, that is nothing manufactured by concoction of the brain, no. They are all authorized. All authorized. So if we take advantage of this movement, then we become happy, we become in the perfect knowledge, blissful life, even in this life, and next life we go back to home, back to God. Thank you very much.